Now we'll turn to some letters to the evening news. Steve Blackshaw of London, who is the Cubs 100 ambassador, tells us that it is the centenary of the Cub Scout movement this year, and he tells us a bit about the celebrations. This year, it's Cubs 100, the centenary of the Cub Scout movement, and I'm lucky and proud to be ambassador for the monumental birthday party. This week, it's the 100th birthday, and like the Cubs from Norfolk, I'll be renewing my Cub Scout promise. It's been an incredible year so far with trips, fun days and campouts, but the best is yet to come, with the Cubs 100 birthday parties taking place across the country this week. For 100 years, Cub Scouts have been helping in their communities, and this year is no different. Through our A Million Hands project, Cubs in Norfolk have been helping to make their community a better place to live and work. I would also like to shout out to the volunteers in Norfolk for their dedication each week to giving Cubs the chance to experience big adventures and take part in activities that could be life-changing. Volunteers, we salute you. I would just like to say a big happy birthday to Cubs, past and present, as we look forward to another 100 years of endeavour, learning new skills, having fun, and making lifelong friends.
There has been a bit of debate in the paper about empty disabled spaces in car parks, at a time when parking places are much in demand. Harry Hornsby of Norwich writes, "Your recent picture of St Andrew's disabled spaces could have been at Riverside Car Park. Recently I saw a whole floor of empty disabled spaces at Riverside with long queues waiting for spaces. Why would disabled drivers pay when they can park almost anywhere on the road for free?"
On the other hand, Mrs McDermott has another take on the issue. While it is very sad to see these spaces empty, it is worth pointing out that in order to get into the main shopping area of the city from this car park, it is necessary to negotiate several fairly steep hills, which means either pushing or self-propelling for those with powered chairs, nigh on impossible for some people, and walking uphill poses great difficulty for the more ambulant amongst us.
S. Moore of Norwich responds reprovingly to an article by regular columnist Andy Newman, who claims that fish and chips are a thing of the past. Mr. Newman says cod and chips is one of the most boring meals on the planet. All I can say is that he hasn't ever been to a decent chippy in his life. I couldn't disagree with him more, and neither could the great British public, as fish and chips regularly tops polls of our favourite takeaway foods. It's also proven to be one of the healthiest takeaway meals you can opt for. So chew on that, Mr. Newman.
And there's a similar comment from Steve Masterson of Norwich. "I have to agree with S. Moore regarding the decline of fish and chips. I and my family have had this traditional meal at least once a week. I often grab some from Ron's stall on our market for a delicious value-for-money lunch. I remember Ron's mum running the stall in my childhood and eating chips in the Memorial Gardens with my nan. I pay the same as I would for a soggy pre-packed sandwich and get a nutritious meal, tasty and hot. We Brits must learn to love all food and strive to promote our own traditional foods. When watching cookery or travel programmes, this is what comes through with other European cuisines. We can still enjoy this side of Europe without the chains of membership of the EU. We must promote our own food and our own local specialities. Let's not become grey all over again."
Finally, a sigh of relief from Oliver Chastney of Norwich about the Samson and Hercules figures in Tombland, where the lobster restaurant has closed. "Poor old Samson and Hercules have been distinctly off-colour for the past couple of years while presiding over the entrance to their iconic building on Tombland in Norwich. Could we please save their blushes and restore their fabric to the more sober colours which favoured these distinguished gentlemen throughout their previous long-standing career?"